Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. And on this show, there's a lot to talk about. We got an AEW pay-per-view that just passed, AEW Dynasty, which I know you didn't see.
I saw some.
Did you really?
Well, I just went like back, clips? I went back and watched what I could for free.
Okay. I get that. I can't say anything. I definitely watched it for free.
Yeah, I know.
But we have that. We have WWE releases.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which... Not big time, but some people might say so with a couple. But and then, of course, everything that happened on Monday Night Raw, we have a new women's world champion. So I want to start with AEW, and then we'll end off with WWE. AEW Dynasty, I watched from beginning to end, and which is hard. They're always a long card. Not that it's
Sunday long cards.
Yeah.
We thought we were done with the days of Sunday long cards.
Yeah.
And here we are again. Sunday long cards.
And going in, there were maybe four matches total for me that I was looking forward to. And I actually texted you during one because I knew it was your favorite, and it was the Roddy Strong and
Yeah, that was one of the ones I went back and
Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And it was just, to no surprise, a physical, technical match. Great match as far as wrestling goes. Guys obviously have a history.
There's a backstory.
Exactly. And that was a really good match. But the couple things I do want to touch on that actually meant something to more of an AEW fan is a couple of the stories that...
Wait, what? Word that again?
I wanted to get into something that
mattered to an AEW
that
fan?
That mattered more to AEW fans. I don't think a Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly...
If we're talking about AEW fans,
yeah,
then we're in the land of everything is awesome. Go ahead.
I get what you're saying. But what they might care about a little bit more than
we
that...
We don't know that.
Who ...is knows? What I'm saying.
That fucking fan base is all over the place. We don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
I definitely wanted to start out with Danielson and Ospreay. And because I have a good and a bad with that
and the
scenario.
I have an ugly.
You have an ugly?
No,
you don't.
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, you could.
You probably could.
I mean, neither of them are handsome men.
I'm not going to touch that. Anyway, the match, five star, but it was fucking phenomenal.
I'm going to give it 13 waffles.
Either way, whatever. That means the same as 5 stars.
You so take that for what it's
whatever
worth.
Whatever it's worth, exactly.
And a side of syrup.
Absolutely.
Maybe some fresh fruit.
Phenomenal match. Phenomenal match from start to finish. It was incredible. And I know with what you're going to say with the story. But
here, I will say this. Okay. I will pose to you this question. This is perfect timing by you because my brain was just jogged.
Good. Okay. I'm interested now.
All right. Because someone had said, I don't remember who.
Okay.
Because I don't pay attention to that type of thing. I just read and I was like, yeah, whatever.
I'll just bring it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Someone said that this is the greatest match ever on American soil. Or something to the extent. So here's my question. Can you have a greatest match of all time, be a truly greatest match of all time, if there's no story?
Of course you can. Because of exactly how you worded it. You said, can you have the greatest match of all time?
But can it? I'm talking about match, but match as a whole. Like, can you have the greatest match? Can it be truly the greatest match of all time if you didn't care who won or lost? If there was no emotional investment in the actual match, in the outcome of the match? Like, you can have pick a favorite, be like, oh, we lost Bray, bro, then I'm going to pick him. But there's still real no story behind it. Like, there's not. Can it be the greatest match of all time if the story is not that up to the match? And I'll give you this. Taker Michaels.
That's unfair.
Arguably the greatest match of all time. But, I mean, did it? Is it? If it would have just been a match, though, with no stipulation, no nothing, no story to it, if they just were to have that match and it mean nothing, would it be the greatest match of all time? That was the greatest match of all time, not because of just the match. You had emotion in the match because there had already been a history there.
Yeah.
Like, there was everything. It's a perfect storm, as I like to. Like, you have the perfect story that goes into the perfect match that has the perfect outcome. At least it feels perfect because it was done so well. And there was a lot going on. And it was just...
Yeah.
Like, can something be the greatest match if it's not all that? Like, you can't arguably tell me, like, oh, man, it was a really great match. But are you going to remember that match a year, 2 years, 3 years from now? You're probably not. Because you're probably going to see it three more times.
Wait. Now... To that last point you just made,
yes,
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we're still talking about Okada Omega. We're still talking about that match.
There was a history and a story there.
The first one there wasn't. The first one.
Yeah, but...
And this is the first one for them.
Right? No, there was still something that led to it. There was still a reason. I'm talking about there was no reason. Yes, was no reason for that last night.
No.
It was all a wet dream.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But
there was a purpose.
But for American fans that got turned onto that match, that watched that match secondhand,
American soil is where you're losing it.
I get that. This goes to my argument of we're not gonna talk about it because we're just not gonna remember the match.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying the greatest match ever thing in American soil. I'm not.
I feel like in that sense, the stipulation would be that was our first introduction to. So it meant something to us because this was our first. I think that's why, and that might be why a lot of other people remember it as a great match. Like, it could be like their first.
That's my point, though. We didn't know the backstory. We didn't know.
No, but we didn't know anything.
Correct.
So the thing is, if you're watching it for your. So here's the thing. If you're watching it for the first time and you have nothing, of course it's going to feel like the greatest match because you've never seen it before. Like, we've seen like this.
But it still blew me away.
What?
The match last night. Or
it can still
Sunday night.
But is it the greatest match you've ever seen?
It's not the greatest match I've ever seen. But it doesn't mean it's not a great match.
Yeah, it could be.
And I'm not calling it the greatest match I've ever seen.
You can call it a great match. There could be great matches.
Yeah.
But to be the greatest match of all time. Like, it could be a great match.
I disagree with
that. That's what I'm saying.
I disagree with that.
Like,
absolutely.
If there's no backstory to it,
yeah,
you can't have the greatest match of all time. Like,
that I agree with.
It doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm saying you're still going to remember this match. I mean, maybe you, not you personally, but...
There's going to be... Yeah, but it's not... I still don't feel like it has, one, the views to be the greatest match of all time.
I think you're hanging on the greatest match of all time a little too much.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. I don't think that was my whole argument.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have the greatest match of all time just being a random match.
I agree with what you're saying. With that, in that aspect, I agree. But
I'm not saying it wasn't a great match because I really liked it. And I did. That was one of the... See, you're going in order of the ones that I heard about.
Yeah.
Or the ones I wanted to see in the first place. Like, there's some that I wasn't even really...
There were some that you didn't care about.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
there was definitely some.
The Edge six man you didn't care about.
The
women's you didn't care about.
No, but I did see Toni Storm prior to the match, and I thought that was like. And here's another point. This is. I'm trying not to make it a shot at AEW.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead.
But this might be the most successful person that came from
WWE.
The WWE iterations. I'm not counting Jericho.
You don't count Moxley. Moxley's pretty successful.
Okay. Moxley is a very good point.
So aside from Moxley,
you're saying... I'll rephrase it then. This is the most unexpected, I think.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe not the most... No, most pleasantly surprised about... Yeah. I'll say it that way. I'll spin it into a good... This was the most pleasantly surprised I was. Because I actually like Tony Storm more than Moxley. More than Moxley's...
I do.
Like,
I
run. Agree. Like, more than his runs. I like this.
Me too.
So it's my favorite. Yeah, I know, we landed on it. It took us four takes, but we finally landed. When you go to edit it, just cut everything. It's just like, this was my favorite.
No, I agree. And I've loved everything Tony, when she changed over to this timeless.
So we didn't know she had it in her.
No, you never got the chance.
You only got, really.
In WWE.
Yeah, really, all because that's all we've ever seen. Like, I've seen her a couple matches on the indies.
Yeah.
But this is like the intro. Like,
and you're not concentrating on character work on the indies for the most part.
No, and...
I mean, some people
do. WWE, she was more there. The Vince regime really didn't fucking...
Yeah, we
help.
Can...
It didn't really help.
There was a lot that didn't work in the late years of the Vince regime. We know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tony Storm, Thunder Rosa, I thought absolutely killed it. I myself was looking forward to that match because I heard Thunder Rosa leading up. I heard her promos. And of course, I listened to Busted Open. She's on Busted Open. So I heard her talk out of character, but in character, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of that... midway point.
It's like a great,
and
that's gray fave.
It was better because she got the time. AEW wasn't giving her a lot of mic time. Now she
had to, like, kind of force it herself.
The last couple weeks leading up to the pay-per-view, it is. She got it. And this is the first time since she's been signed that she's got that time on the mic in AEW. So I was invested because of Thunder Rosa. And I already liked Tony Storm. So going into this match, I was excited for it. And I believe it delivered. I think it was great. I'm glad with the direction they went with it. That was a great one.
No, wait. Tony Storm won?
Yeah.
All right.
But
I didn't see the result.
Yeah, but you had Willow. Willow is the new TBS champion.
TBS champion.
Yeah.
I did see that.
So you had that title change
and
there.
Mercedes came out.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about Mercedes.
Oh, no. I like this. No, go. Please do.
No. Why are you making me talk negative?
Come on, do it.
I just...
Embrace the hate.
The thing about Mercedes is... And we've said this 1,000 times about WWE and their stars. She just doesn't look like a star. And you can call her the CEO. You can call her whatever you want to call her. And she is, look, she's still a great wrestler without a doubt, but she's hurt, so she can't really do anything right now. She isn't fully cleared.
Yeah, you know what? That's happened how many times now?
Well, yeah. But I just don't feel when she, and not only that.
How many times an idiot?
Why would but that's
someone,
not on
someone that accident prone. How are you gonna go?
Like, I look if they signed in WWE, if she done WWE, there'd be no issue. But they know how to hide those weaknesses and enhance the strengths. In AEW, you're kind of here you go.
No, it's more like, give me that.
No.
I figured this out.
No,
it's like, oh my god.
No.
Pray for my life. Oh, how did my pants get wet?
Not with big stars going to WWE. They kind of are able to do what they want. And that's what she's doing. And good for her. She
how many times do you think, over under, Tony Khan tried to open mouth kiss Okada? I'm going to say at least 7, but it might be as high as 40. He just goes in and Okada's like, no, come on, stop. He's like, no, come on, I thought I told you about this. And he's like, hold on to his leg.
Now I'm just picturing it as you say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But...
he's holding on his leg and he's got to shoo him off.
Yeah, the other women that did perform in a match, okay. I thought all delivered. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Willow match, but it still was a pretty good match and good
and
for
Willow.
And
they're going forward with Willow.
Yeah, good for her. I think she deserves it. I think she's put in the work.
I think she's deserved it for a while.
Yeah, and I think she's really over with the AEW crowd, so good for her. I think she deserves it.
She's a very likable baby face.
Yeah.
She's like...
Like, legit baby face, too.
Like, she gives you, like, Bailey feels.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, I like her. She's like, I want to root for her.
Yes, exactly.
That type of...
Which there's not a lot of
take that,
she in wrestling
take now. That demographic. She's the only one doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they all have.
They can give different... that tour kid. I know they're not geared tour kids, but Willow's perfect for fucking.
Yeah, for young girls.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Or young people in general.
Yeah,
I feel like they would. I don't know. Maybe that's a route. Maybe that's an avenue they should think about.
I mean,
who am I? Who am I?
I'm Batman. I'm trying to think of the other thing that I looked at. I don't want to say negatively.
Okay.
But that crowd was very good for most of the night. The only problem with the match placement, which is nitpicky, I know, but putting FTR in the box after Ospreay and Danielson, the crowd, it took them a while to get back into the show, which happens at regardless.
They might have got a point into the card where they were probably strapped because they did have four bangers or five bangers planned out of how many matches? Eight?
They added two more. I think it was ten total. Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, I mean, like,
there's a couple that
you want. They still go by the adage, which I like, is that they build the importance. Like,
they do
the importance of the. Like, they usually start off with something fire, which is a good, but they usually know, like, the important matches. They got to kind of like keep towards the end,
which they do.
Yeah,
and they do a good job.
That's the problem, is that you get. Good match after good match after good match. You kind of fucking, you got to drain yourself at some point.
Yeah. And look, and that the importance of the blow off wrestling,
tag team wrestling doesn't usually start like traditional tag team wrestling, like indie tag team wrestling is different, but traditionally it doesn't start right away, like completely, unless it's a tornado match.
Yeah. No, but look, they put on the best match they could. Not that they're hampered, but just they put on a great match and it was. Brutal. It was a ladder match. And you had the ending of the shock ending for most fans is the return of Jack Perry. And I know, yeah, that to you, that's your thought. But
people liked it, didn't they?
They popped for it. And not only that, then they were cheering the Bucks winning the titles, which the Bucks are your heels. FTR is your babyface team
because of the
controversy with Jack Perry and CM Punk.
Yeah, the deliriousness and the...
So,
just...
I don't know if they accomplished the mission, if that's what they wanted to do, or someone said now
he,
you're...
Someone said he was the most over heel.
Who? No.
Jack Perry.
Oh, okay.
Someone said he was the most over heel. WWE didn't even stand...
He's not even a heel, like...
He's not even a.
You don't know what he is. You have this first time he's been back since
if he's the top,
August.
If he's the top heel in wrestling, then wrestling is severely he's not the top heel. Fucking.
He's not the top heel in wrestling. That's stupid.
He's not even a top name in wrestling, let alone a top fucking heel.
Right now, as far as
I don't see it. I don't see.
I know Jack
Perry.
I get that, but he's what everyone's talking about right now. He's what we talked about. 2 weeks ago and last week.
He's got the characteristics of a leather shoe.
Not anymore. Yeah. You haven't seen him yet. He hasn't done anything yet.
Okay. I'll be patient.
No, you won't.
No.
Don't lie to me like that. No, talk to me all condescendingly.
No. I don't see it and I'm not going to see it. An old man yelled at clouds. I like what I like and that's it.
And that's fine.
I don't like...
Absolutely.
I don't like hot garbage.
I just think that the one good thing I saw coming out of this, and I definitely still want to touch on the main event, is that there's some kind of story. I'm going to say at least three, if not four, stories that are able to be moved forward, going forward for Dynamite and
TV. You got a new champion. That's one.
You have what happens next with Swerve?
Yeah,
you have the whole What's Jack Perry going to do? Is he with the Elite? All that. That is still a story, whether you are interested in it or not.
I don't see anyone.
I know. You still... Now, the other thing is, the only thing I was iffy on was the Jericho and Hook match. Jericho is your new FTW champion. I don't know. But, look.
Here, kid, I'll make this... title relevant again.
The only thing is, it's still a story. It's still going to go on.
Stupid.
But it's a story nonetheless. It's better than fucking putting two people in the ring.
Jericho is just doing whatever the fuck he wants.
To put him in the ring.
He's been doing what he wants for a while, but
yeah,
he's out of ideas.
And let me say this. So
Jericho needs some writers to write for him again.
I'm watching this match, right? I was kind of intent because the promo for this match on Wednesday, last Wednesday, was weird and it didn't really accomplish anything. It didn't make a lot of sense. So I'm like, all right, let's see if they can save it with the match. And the match was what it was. Jericho didn't get saved, but the only thing is,
this is a big but.
At least there's still some kind of story.
Yeah, you're grasping at straws now.
No, I'm not, because there's a story. Things to go on.
It's a something.
What do you call a story?
This is more like a, what is a short story? This is like a novelette.
What did you just say? A short what?
A short. This is a power. This is a paragraph.
Stop.
A paragraph.
Look, you can be negative, but don't be making things up. Like, a story is a story, whether you like it or not. Like, at least they're coming up with something. Call it a story. Whether it be bad or good. At least they're trying storytelling. I don't care.
All right.
Show me you're trying.
Hopelessly optimistic.
Yeah. Show me you're trying.
God, I love that inner child.
I don't want to hate AEW. I don't want to be like you. I love you. I don't want to Wednesday nights have nothing to watch. I want to watch wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure we can find something. We got IWTV.
I want to watch wrestling on TNT. Okay. I want to watch wrestling on TBS. I want to just turn it on. And where AEW is going.
All right, you do.
I know. You just can't be so negative all the time for no reason.
I have my reason.
No, you can hate Tony Khan all you want. The wrestlers didn't do shit, do you?
Well, some of them are.
Jericho is one of your favorite all time.
I'm not talking about Jericho. I'm talking about, I don't consider it a story. It's not a good story.
I didn't say it was a good story.
Yeah, but sometimes maybe we don't say that one if it's not a good story.
You got to let things breathe. Look, Retribution, one of the worst stories of all time. Beginning of Judgment Day sucked.
No, I'm not saying that Jericho's not going to make it entertaining, but I don't see it as like a blockbuster.
I didn't say that either, though.
Like, I'm glad they're trying with Hook, but
I don't believe in Hook.
Oh, I'll
tell you that right now.
I mean, I appreciate that they're trying with him, but like, you got other people that you could be doing something with.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you have a big roster. Yes, absolutely. I know.
He's Taz's kid, but God, he's.
I get it.
He's hard to watch.
Look,
very hard. Like, it's uncomfortable.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, I appreciate that they're actually trying.
I hope Jericho gets a new catchphrase after this.
Well, good you said that, because as he came out on the graphic that had his name, it was the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho.
No, I don't like the name. I want
to. That's more force, right? Don't that feel forced to you?
Well, yeah, it is.
The Ocho,
I don't like what he's doing with his name. Like, that's not creative enough. He needs a catchphrase
or a prop or something.
He needs something. Yeah, but that usually leads to the catchphrase.
Yeah.
I want the list back.
I know you do. And it's never coming back, unfortunately.
It was so good. You really just appreciate things after you see what happens.
You're
just
like, oh, man,
this was
what it's going.
This was the greatest.
I know. Let's get to the main event. Because if there's one feel good piece of this entire card.
No, it was about time.
Yes, it was about time. Did you see the coat that he wore to the ring?
No.
So he came out.
I didn't pay attention enough.
Okay, he came out in this Black Panther type suit that he came out in with the hood over his face. And then Nana came out and put this suit, the jacket over his shoulders.
Was this the homage to
to Jimmy Rave?
Oh.
He had Jimmy Rave's jacket
from
Ring of Honor. Because obviously, I don't know how many people know, but Jimmy Rave was a part of the original Embassy with Nana. And he wore that to the ring, which was fucking amazing. It was so cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was a cool nod to Jimmy Rave. And they mentioned it on commentary and gave him his due. So that was really cool starting out. I already wanted Swerve to win, but then it really was like, oh, that's really cool that he gets to do that.
Yeah, because you feel like it's a big time. Like, there's a lot of meaning to that.
Yeah. And then him and Joe tore it up. Not surprising. And
this whole feud has been physical.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Swerve got to show like his physical side.
Yes.
I guess I'm a kind of a hypocrite because Moxley's physical side, I'm tired of seeing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Swerve is all over the place.
I don't know how excited I was to see Moxley's physical side, but like Swerve was a different, like he was more flashy, all this. Like this is character evolvement.
And character development. And, yeah.
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 They did a good job with Swerve. Swerve did a good job with Swerve. Whoever's responsible for it did a good job. That's one of those shining stars of AEW.
And I'll tell you what, the thing about
AEW feels like it's halfway there. Like it always feels like it's halfway there.
I'm glad you said that. So
it's halfway there.
Before we go halfway there, because I that's one of the points in my head actually today I was thinking about with AEW. So please don't forget that point, even though I know you will.
I already have the. I'm not going to say anything, and then when you're ready and you look at you, give me the nod.
Okay, I got it. All right. No, but I want to stay on Swerve real quick.
Okay.
The thing about Swerve Strickland that I appreciated, aside from character development, aside from his skill in the ring, is Swerve. A, you have the representation. You have a lot of young kids that can look up and see Swerve and say, I can do that. Like, he shows kids that may look like him or come where he's come from that I can do that too. If he did it, I can do it, which is important in wrestling to have representation. And Swerve is that guy that's worked so long, has done everything. He's been on the indies after WWE, obviously been in WWE, but been on the indies after WWE, worked through, did all kinds of matches, did death matches, did everything to prove himself and show all the different styles that he can work. Swerve Strickland is the perfect and probably most deserving person on that roster to be AEW world champion because of the work he's put in, the work he has done in AEW, building this stuff up. Nana is amazing as a counterpart to him and that kind of silly manager, the dancing and gets the crowd involved. The entire crowd is doing Nana's dance while he's coming out, but yet Swerve is focused. He's just a complete straight face, ready to fight. And then he gets in the ring and delivers every single time. And you have a guy like that whose business gets it, knows how to deal with the fans, knows how to ingratiate himself with the fans, and fans can invest in him. Fans can feel the pain, can really get behind Swerve. And naturally, he didn't have to push for it. People hated Swerve when he was breaking into Hangman's house, and now they absolutely love him and wanted him to be champ, which is rare in AEW that they actually follow through with that. Swerve is the man, and I'm so happy that he has the title. I'm hoping he's not transitional. I'm hoping he's not just waiting for somebody. Hope he gets this run to where Swerve can be the guy for a while and put that company on his back and hopefully on TV turn them around because they are seemingly halfway there.
Living on a prayer. They're wanted dead or alive.
But the thing is with me and you, we watched Sting and we watched his last match at that pay-per-view. The pay-per-view was good, right? It was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. There was definitely shining moments and there was pay-per-view moments.
Yeah.
Where it was like, all right.
We came out of that going, man, AEW can really build on this.
Momentum.
Yeah.
Because they had more eyes on them than they should have had.
Yeah.
Like Sting brought eyes.
Yeah.
Sting's a draw.
Yes. But what happened?
It wasn't really a start over. It was kind of like a pivot after that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got a little mucky.
Yeah.
In some spots. Like so they really mucky up some things. They got too much talent. They muckies everything up. I mean, they regained focus on the main things. I will give them that. Like they put the focus, like you had Samoa Joe, Hangman, Swerve, all kind of
lumped up together in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they had some focus. The Bucks, I mean, were kind of just, I mean, they just pivoted.
Yes.
To
became these EVPs, leaned into the EVP kind of authority figure thing.
Brought Okada in.
Mm-hmm.
I call that a pivot. That was like a lateral move. Because now I don't know what they do after this. They haven't been heavily invested in tag team wrestling. So their tag team championships start to do things like not mean as much. Because I feel like the focus, they have more six-mans, I feel, than fucking actual tag team matches. Yeah. But I don't know if I'm 100% right on that. That's the way it just
Depending on the week, yeah, you could be right, yeah.
But I mean, they're testing out their investment in Ospreay. They're putting them in. I don't really see a storyline as of right now, and I don't know if because of travel and how he's got the loose schedule where he can just go back and forth, but he doesn't have anything he could sink his teeth into yet.
Yeah, not as a
a lot of it. Yet. A lot of it went back to, all right, we got these toys, let's play with them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you kind of, I mean, like, you know, you're going to get good matches, but you don't have anything like, I thought that Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy Strong, when he whispered something in his ear, I thought there was going to be something bringing back to that. Like, everyone was like, ooh. Like,
yeah,
that was like one of those things. Like, ooh, we all caught it, we saw it. What, and they said it. Like, what did he say to him? And then they just like, where'd that go?
Mm-hmm.
Hope they bring that back.
Yeah,
still hopeful that that meant something.
Yeah.
Toni Storm, they kept focus on her. That was good. I mean, problem is they didn't really build anything. Like, they're not didn't have anything like totally substantial yet. Like, I don't think Dynasty is kind of just like a one of those lesser pay per views anyway.
I mean, look, you're following up WrestleMania on the calendar.
Like, I feel like this was just, I feel like it was a little bit like all their cards kind of feel the same, but they're like, depending on what the importance of the matches are, like that one didn't feel like there was all too terribly much. Like, this one felt like it was, all right, it's a restart for some of these things. Let's see where we can go from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got new tag champions, you got a new TBS. Champion.
And you got a new world.
You got a new world. You got new six man yeah. tags.
So it's kind of like this was like their restart.
Yeah.
So maybe we see not after Sting's pay per view. Was that Revolution?
Yes.
Maybe now we got it because now you got to build towards next is what All In?
Maybe. I'm not positive.
I threw that one on you. If you want to.
Maybe, yeah, you might be right. It might All In, All Out.
You're going to be getting a bigger one.
Yeah.
But I think the next one is, what is it, Memorial Day weekend. And I think that's All In or All Out. It's one of the two. Because I thought September, Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you know what's coming next? I think Forbidden Door is coming next.
Well, yeah, but that's not a, when's that? No, because...
Forbidden Door, I remember them talking about it last night. Or,
is that going to be like
last night, Sunday night?
Yeah, but Forbidden Door is not like a pay-per-view, is it?
Yeah.
More like a...
No, it's a pay-per-view.
It's like a special.
It's a pay-per-view.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really consider it. I thought it was just like a special.
So June 30th is in Long Island, New York, is the next pay-per-view Forbidden Door.
So they don't do anything in May anymore?
I'm completely wrong. I don't know why they were talking. See, that's the other thing. Why are you promoting Forbidden Door when Double or Nothing is next?
Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing is May.
Double or Nothing is one of their
yeah
bigger. That's one of their originals, the OG.
And they might have said something about Forbidden Door, but I really don't remember. But I remember hearing.
Let's hope that they're building for something for
Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
It's all right.
Well, isn't this where you get the Battle Royals, the big
well, yeah, poker chip, the poker yes,
poker chip Battle Royal,
the poker chip Battle Royal.
What was it, the first shot's your last shot or something?
It's no.
What is it called?
Not that. I don't know. But stop saying names. Damn it. You're screwing me.
You're screwing me, man. But
it is so. It's Dynasty was in April. You got Double or Nothing in May. Forbidden Door in June. This is so stupid. But All In August 25th. All Out September 1st. Again, back to back weeks of pay per views. They did the same thing last year because it's Wembley and then Chicago. Wembley in August.
Why are they
Chicago
doing
in September? I don't know why they back to back. I don't care if you're going to have them. At least fucking spread them out a little
breathing bit. Space because now you're trying to build towards two pay-per-views. You're confusing people. Why do they have to confuse people?
But yeah, after All Out September 1st, you got Wrestle Dream in October, Full Gear in November.
What the fuck is Wrestle Dream?
They came up with that last year. Last year was the first year.
Wrestle Dream,
yes. It was for God, it was
what the fuck's coming up with these names?
It was a tribute to one of the Japanese wrestlers. Oh my God.
But that's what's called.
You keep asking me these questions. I'm gonna have to keep looking shit up.
All right, sorry.
Full Gear in November and World's End in December the 28th, right before the new year.
I like World's End. That's a good one.
Yeah. But so you got eight pay-per-views right there.
Damn.
To where you
remember
know what I mean?
It was just four?
They had to step up though. You know what I mean? You have to step it up.
Dude, but
Quarterly.
I goddamn streaming service.
Personally, I like Quarterly. I like.
I like Quarterly too. But if you're gonna do something like this, you're charging $50 or whatever the fuck it is now per paper. You're gonna have eight of them.
And not only that,
fuck that.
Two back to back weeks. That's the other thing.
Fuck that.
You need
a streaming service. You're a fucking billionaire. Do something, you fucking moron. Are you kidding me? Because no one wants to take it. He's going to have to come up with his own app. The TK app, which is where we do the wrestle.
What? What the fuck?
I'm not repeating it. You got it once. You can use it as a sound clip if you want.
Look, all in all, I'm hoping, which I hope every pay-per-view after AEW, that the weekly programming starts to make sense. We still have more stories, character development, and we get to move on, and AEW gets better and easier to watch on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
We've said this a lot of pay-per-views, which worries me, but I'm still hoping and waiting for it to happen.
They get creative?
Give me storylines more. Look, Adam Cole did really well after Roddy won. They had the Undisputed Kingdom come out, and Cole's at the top of the ramp in the wheelchair, and he gets up and he walks down the ramp, and fans go nuts. So Adam Cole's walking again. So is he cleared? We don't know yet.
Well, that's obviously a good thing if he's fucking walking.
Yeah, but is he cleared? But we
where are you going with this?
So listen to what I'm going to say. Okay. Why'd you cut me off? As he walks to the ring, Wardlow's already in the ring. So is Bennett and
Wardlow's part of them?
Yes, I know. That's how much you watch.
I mean, I remember he's one of the guys dressed in black, and everyone knew it was him because he's fucking
gigantic.
Yeah.
But they're in the ring, and of course, taking Adam Cole, he has to take the steps, I guess, because his leg's still a little bit
bobbled.
As he gets in the ring, he's walking behind Wardlow, and he just is this ugly stare at the back of Wardlow. And as soon as Wardlow turns around, he switches his face up, goes over, and congratulates Roddy. And everyone online was like, ooh, what does that mean? So look, there's a story in that. Ooh, yes.
I'm glad. That was a lot better than the previous one.
Yeah. But, all right, look, just that little bit. I'm in. All right, you got me. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, just give me some storytelling. That's all I'm asking.
Well, you got Adam Cole. I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Before we go to WWE, there was something that happened Saturday night.
We
have to talk about.
Yes.
That broken Matt Hardy is back.
He's back deleting people. I love it.
I'm so happy. I love it. He did an interview on Sunday.
Was he broken?
He was not broken. He was just Matt Hardy. But they asked him.
You can turn it off now?
I guess.
I don't like that.
I guess. I know. I'd rather him. Full character.
Give me it all the time.
But he did not sign a contract with TNA. He's basically able to float.
Freelancer.
But
I think that's what Ziggler's doing.
He's going to be on TNA for a run right now.
Oh, well, yeah.
And he's going after Moose. So
Moose.
He said that Thursday night, he's starting off Impact. Yeah. He's starting off, TNA.
Yeah.
But he's starting off TNA. I got it.
What is it on?
I don't know. Access.
I don't have it.
I know. I got to find a way of why. Because I'm going to 8 o'clock. I'm going to be at my TV.
8 o'clock Thursday.
Or computer or something. I got to see Matt Hardy.
I got to figure this fucking thing out.
We'll figure it out. And we're going to be watching TNA. Because I haven't wanted to watch TNA since Omega. That's the last time I was drawn to watch TNA. Well, yeah.
I catch a lot of TNA clips, believe it or not. They're coming up everywhere. And you know who it is that's coming up everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Joe Hendry is all over.
All over my feed.
He's all over.
Random people, too. I'm like, what the fuck? They're talking about Joe Hendry?
He has blown up.
Good for him.
And it's fucking amazing.
It's awesome.
I love his music. I love the video.
I can't wait till it's released.
Did you see what he did to Top Dollar and...
the rap?
No. On Saturday night,
no.
Top Dollar and Rich Swann.
Yeah.
So he was coming out.
They had Shaw Merriman help him.
Really?
Yeah.
Big. I didn't see that. Oh, of course.
It was on a clip.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the crowd.
On Saturday?
I don't know if it was...
That Rebellion?
Maybe. Did Swann win against Henry?
I don't know.
I think
I didn't see any of the results.
I think, yeah, I think he was mouthing off. Him and Top Dollar were mouthing off, and they got into the ring. He's like, let's settle this now. And then Top Dollar was like, nope, don't want none of this. And then the ref was escorting him out of the ring. And Merriman turned around and clotheslined the shit out of Hendry. Like, the shit.
Wow.
That was a football. It was a football clothesline.
Yeah. It wasn't a pro wrestling clothesline.
Like, that shit looked like it hurt.
But when he came out, instead of just his normal video and him coming out, he used AI to put Top Dollar on him, superimposed on Joe Hendry for his video. So it looked like Top Dollar was doing the Joe Hendry stuff. Dude, it was hilarious. It was so funny. And they were in the ring already. They were selling, and it was so funny how pissed they were. But it was classic. Oh, my God, it was so good. So, dude, I mean.
He's blowing up.
I like Joe. Dude, I've always liked Joe Hendry.
I always.
Because he's had that same music forever.
Yeah.
And I think he's hilarious. And I'm glad that he's getting, at least on the internet, he's starting to blow up, and I'm glad.
Yeah, but that draws people to kind of like watch, like, oh, dude, I want to see what fucking Joe Hendry's doing.
Yeah.
I want to see if he's going to pop up once you say his name.
Yeah, exactly.
They just find ways to get him in.
And not surprising from what I've seen.
It's like a Sandow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And TNA's Rebellion, and they always deliver on their pay-per-views.
Pay-per-views are really good.
No matter what, TNA knows how to book a pay-per-view. Just like, look, AEW knows how to book a pay-per-view. Their weekly stuff might be iffy here and there, but when it comes down to pay-per-views, they know how to fucking deliver. And TNA's the same way. I really want to go back and watch Rebellion. Figure out how to do it, like,
throughout the whole year.
I don't know. But I'm so glad to see Matt Hardy's back. And apparently, from what he said, he gave a little bit of a tease that the compound is going to be seen.
Yeah.
That the
Brother Nero's still under contract.
He's still under contract, so I doubt we're going to see him. We're going to see his wife. We're going to see his kids. We're going to see the Broken Universe return to TNA. How long, I don't know. But look, I'm going to soak it up as long as we have it.
I mean, if he's going to be on TNA, he'll probably just like record a bunch of them.
I'm fucking crazy hope so.
Fucking thing.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking nuts.
So we had Raw.
We did
last night, we have a new, like I said, women's world champion.
What did you think about the result?
I was first of all shocked that they were doing a battle royal for the title. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
Usually you have a battle royal for a contender to do that, but at least it's something different.
Yeah, they're giving you something away.
With the exception of the winner being something different, because Becky Lynch won. I've seen a lot of people bitching and complaining about this.
I wouldn't say bitching and well, you might have saw different stuff than I did.
I
didn't see any bitching and complaining. I just saw people saying, well, it should have been Liv. Like, it was like Liv not winning was.
Do you see the graphics WWE puts out after, like, there's a new champion, says and new, and it has their face on it? All right. I saw Becky's. And someone photoshopped Hulk Hogan's mustache over Becky. But this is exactly what this is. And I was dying. I'm like, yo, for real? Like, and then I found out today that because Rhea was hurt, Becky was supposed to take her break, but answered the call and said, don't worry about it. I'm not taking a break. I'll stick in and we'll do whatever you need to do. So that is one reason why she has the titles, because she decided to not take her break, not be with Seth and her baby when she could, instead is staying on the road and working and not taking a break. Which, look, good for her.
You got to get paid more for that, then.
It's still her contract. What's she going to get paid more for?
Yeah, but you're fucking not taking a planned break to fucking... I mean, I guess you must like your job.
Yeah.
For you.
So the only thing I'll say about people who think it should have been Liv... Would I have loved to have seen it be Liv? Yeah, because
what if it was Nia? Would
oh, jeez, yeah, it could have been a lot worse, a lot worse. But I don't expect, like, look, I said it last week about I hope they follow up with this Liv revenge tour and all that. I don't think it would have been smart to turn around the next week and go, all right, here's the title, now we go with it. It's a revenge tour. It has to play out. This is the Triple H era. As sick as I am of hearing it, and as sick as everyone is probably hearing it at this point, let it develop. Let it breathe a little bit. So
that's kind of how I looked at it. I was like, do I like the result? Not necessarily. Do I think it's kind of the safe move? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Do I have faith in Triple H to do something with it? Yes.
Yeah.
So those were the questions I asked myself. And I was kind of like, so that's, you want to play polar opposite. When it comes to AEW, that if I go through the same logical steps that I just took and I get to the last question, who do I even say?
You say Tony Khan. You have to.
And if that's the case, I go, fuck no.
Yeah.
I just go, no, not at all. Not even remotely close. Do I trust him to do anything fucking logical?
It's just like if Vince were still in power.
Yes. That's the thing.
The most recent.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't say that. If this was a Vince move,
you would say the same thing. WWE's got the better booker.
You're right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And they got the better team around them. Well, they utilize the team a lot better. There you go.
Very good. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that thought process. And who has the track record of living up to what they're doing? Recently, Triple H.
Oh, no, because when Triple H had NXT, it was the best show still.
Yeah, it was.
It was. It was the best show.
Yeah, I agree.
It was the shortest amount that you got of it, but it was the most that you wanted of it. I would have taken 3 hours of NXT when Triple H was running it. My God, I would have done that. No fucking brainer.
Yeah.
Now he's got it. I mean, he still has to appease to a larger demographic and a larger crowd, and he's got the live crowd. They're bigger crowds. So he's not able to, because I'm sure he wants to be like, all right, I want Finn to be doing this. I want the KO to be doing this. He doesn't have the time, but he's making the most out of everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's all he's ever done.
Put together some successful factions. Like, I'll put the, obviously, the Bloodline. Well, that kind of ran over. That ran cross decade or cross promoters.
Yeah.
And then you got, the Judgment Day. They were really good. Like Damage Control.
Developed, yeah.
The rise and fall of one.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing with Liv is you got that little look between her and Dominic. No smile, no words, nothing was said. You just got the look. There's where your story is. Yeah, do you want her to be champ? Yes, it's coming. But she's going to want to take, first she rips Dominic away and she gets in Dominic's ear. Now, once she seduces Dominic, now Dominic, look, he's been trying to get people in the Judgment Day for the past 2-3 months now, trying to get different people to help the Judgment Day, and he's still doing it. Did it on Raw last night. She's going to get in his ear. She's going to get a hold of him, and then she's going to get behind him. And now all of a sudden, she has mommy's boy.
Mm.
Now, all right, now I got to get into the Judgment Day, and he'll be my way of doing it. I feel like Damian Priest is kind of inching his way out of the Judgment Day.
Because he's a champion.
Of course. And he's going to want to kind of get a more solid singles run. With him gone, mommy gone, all you have is Finn, Dominic, and JD. She's going to be in the Judgment Day. And then she'll weasel her way into getting a title shot. Then she's going to have the title, she's going to have Judgment Day, and she's going to have Dom. There's your story. You don't need the title the next fucking week. You don't need it. Let it develop.
So when Rhea comes back,
then it's Rhea's.
You already have the setup.
Exactly.
Play the long game.
That's right.
So right now you just get some filler. You probably get Nia Becky. Ugh. Unless you have a returning.
Yeah. She teased that on social media Monday.
And they got afternoon. The draft coming up.
Yes. So that's the other thing.
Hey, good.
There's two other things.
I segued you.
I was actually, that's what's up on my phone in front of me.
Yep. I knew it.
We hit Friday night. We have the first part of the draft on SmackDown, and then the following Monday we have the second part.
I wonder if they just just tear it the fuck apart, and they're just like, let's fucking just mix some shit up.
Hell yeah. Dragunov and Jade and Breaker, and you have all these people.
Just mix it the fuck up, and you're just like, all right,
yeah,
let's legitimately do this.
Pedal to the metal, let's see what we can make.
Make it make sense, though. Like, get fucking two really good cores of each show,
and with with WrestleMania season, they kind of you still saw them. But
this is where you do this is the superstar shakeup.
Well, yeah, but you kind of went away.
Remember
from
when it was called that?
Yeah, I know the GM involvement. Like you saw them, but
yeah,
the GM involvement kind of went down WrestleMania season, which you didn't need them. But now
you can pick it back up.
Exactly, you can get more the GMs more involved. Pierce and Aldis, get them more involved. Have them throw their weight around, help people out. Going forward is going to be so entertaining. And that's without a Seth Rollins, a Roman Reigns, a CM Punk, a Rhea Ripley.
Well, Punk's going to be coming back soon.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully very soon. But, I mean, you don't even have any of those guys coming yet. I mean, look, Triple H even confirmed that Brock Lesnar's not going. He's just at home being Brock Lesnar. We don't know Brock Lesnar can fucking come back at SummerSlam. It's entirely possible. There's so much shit that has to go on.
Back.
Booed?
Probably
booed. He's not going to be liked, I don't think. But
I don't
good.
Think so either.
Good. I like heel. I mean, I like babyface Brock this last run.
Yeah, but I
like
heel Brock. Think you can pull that off right now.
No. The last thing I want to touch on before we close is we had some WWE releases.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And
you did say that.
Yeah. So have you heard who it was at all?
Jinder Mahal's gone.
Jinder Mahal's gone, and that's the one where...
Aya Lee, right?
I preface this by saying I don't want to see anyone have food taken off their table. I want to make sure everyone's always employed and is able to feed their family
but
and
you
be
don't
okay.
Get a flying fuck
but right. I am so happy Jinder Mahal is gone from WWE. I hope he goes to AEW. I hope he goes to TNA. I hope he makes money. I hope he bets on himself like Ryder did, Cardona, and makes a shitload of money for himself. Just don't fucking come back on WWE TV. I'm completely fine.
Who's the negative one?
Without Jinder Mahal, I will always
you,
be negative.
You, sir, are trying to hinder Jinder.
Jinder Mahal is my Alberto Del Rio.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad, dude.
Yeah.
That you got a bad.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. I hate Del Rio. There you go.
That's why I wanted
yeah,
to
I feel
have
like,
you understand
I under,
my
I
feeling.
I understand your feeling, but... In the defense, Del Rio is a piece of shit. Jinder Mahal is not a piece of shit.
He's not. I just...
Del Rio is just a piece of shit.
And not only that, let me half this with it's a lot of WWE's fault that I don't like
him. They hindered Jinder.
That I don't like him. The way they presented him and that's
well,
more...
Well, they presented him in... Well, they presented him in the Vince fashion.
Yeah. So, aside from Jinder, you have Xia Li... Who was let go?
Mm-hmm.
You have obviously his faction, Jinder's faction, Sangha and Veer Mahan. They're both gone. Von Wagner from NXT, he's gone. And the one that hit me as far as a fan that I'm pissed that he's gone is Cameron Grimes.
Ooh.
And that just happened earlier today. And I saw he put a video out, tears in his eyes. That like the last thing he said to his dad that he became he signed a WWE contract 5 years ago. WWE is the only thing he ever wanted to do, and like you could see the heartbreak in this guy's eyes. There was he was one of the most entertaining people in WWE in NXT. Cameron Grimes to the moon when he did that run with Million Dollar Man and LA Knight. Like it was fucking great. It was so good. And they just didn't do anything with him. They just did not do anything with him on the main roster once he got called up. He had a couple matches here and there. You'd see him once every 3-4 months.
It's tough to lose a favorite.
And, yeah, Cameron Grimes, I love Cameron Grimes. So, but he did say that all I want to do is be WWE superstar, but if I can't be, I'm going to show them what they missed out on. So he's back to being Trevor Lee, which is his name on the indies. So I can't wait to see. I would love to see. There's another guy I would love to see go to Impact. I would love to see him shake something up, go to Impact. I'm not even going to say AEW because I think he'll flounder there. But Impact would be amazing for Cameron Grimes. So that sucks. Everyone else I'm indifferent about with the exception of Jinder, which I'm not going to say I'm happy about because that's not right. But I'm just glad I don't see him on my TV.
You are happy though.
I'm not happy they lost his job. I'm not happy anyone loses their job.
Loses.
Same thing.
Loses.
But yeah, that's it for now. I don't know if there are any more cuts coming this week, but they've been kind of spacing them out. So we'll see.
Maybe
we'll
get cut.
I hope. Huh? We work for WWE?
Yeah, maybe they'll cut us.
Where were those checks?
We've been stealing money this whole time.
What money? You've been stealing money because I've been getting any WWE checks.
We've been employed by for at least 7 years.
I need a retro check then because I ain't getting shit.
They're paying us an exposure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I really need a retro check then because we ain't getting any exposure.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I think that'll do it. We are less than 2 weeks away from
what?
Yes. I knew that was coming.
We get AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes. I love it.
No story, but okay.
Yo, but they did put up a side-by-side today that 20 years ago in TNA, Styles wrestled Dusty.
Really?
Yep. And 20 years...
that up?
20, you could probably...
Oh, I thought you meant WWE put that up. No, I was going to say, what?
They could, though. I mean, they're in a working relationship with fucking... They literally, yeah. Legitimately, they could take the picture or buy off of the person that came up with it. I don't fucking know how that works, but...
That's pretty
cool.
It
was, Styles and Cody, and then below it was Dusty versus Styles.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it might not have, be a well-known story, but still pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it is. That's cool. I like how that.
Old fucking Styles
is. Yes. But he's not that old, though.
He's done this for a fucking long time.
Yeah, that's what it shows. It's not that he's old. He's only early 40s.
He took two generations of Rhodes.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. But... Yeah, so look.
And he fought seven. He was in WCW for a hot sack. No. Hey, he fought fucking seven.
Get out of here.
He got them all. He's the trifecta of Rhodes. He's the Rhodes really traveled.
Oh, that was bad.
Yep.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
We can end on that.
You
want
to end it now?
We can end on that. No, we're going to end on that. So,
that is it.
We'll be talking to you next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and listening. And don't take any shit from anybody.